when the prequel to London Has Fallen, or which is to say the regular movie Olympus Has Fallen, came out, it was kind of a smash hit. Nobody expected it to be really as good as it was. It ended up being clever and well made and just exactly the kind of action sort of thriller that you want from a president under attack type movie, of which sort of the Tom Clancy type novels that Harrison Ford traded in for a decade or so in the 80s and early 90s, and then sort of moved over to television for Jack Bauer to accompany. And really there's this this cultural void until more recently. I guess Homeland, perhaps, the TV show, fills some of that void. But London Has Fallen ends up being a sequel involved in stars Gerard Butler, who is a Scottish actor who started out on the stage of London, so he's in familiar territory here back in London. Here the president's again under attack. This time all of the heads of state for most of the Western countries have been assassinated. Only the, it's kind of humorous in the cliches in which they're killed, too. The French prime minister is blown up on a boat in London. The Italian prime minister is alluding to having sex with his wife on the roof of Westminster Abbey. And really, the British prime minister was poisoned. But what we have here, what's more interesting about London Falling is that London Has Fallen, I guess, is not so much that it doesn't equal the Olympus Has Fallen, but that there is this space that people somehow find, which is that not that you could be the president under attack and be a believable kind of action hero, but it's believable that you could be a Secret Service agent. And therefore, there's this role for the sort of everyman person that the audience can relate to, which is to say they could be sort of not that well-educated, not that clever, not president, really, because nobody really believes that everybody, I shouldn't say nobody, there are a lot of people who, for whom the myth of America as the land of opportunity doesn't ring true, but being able to get a security detail is more attainable. So a security detail which happens to protect a president ends up, and then ends up finding himself in some sort of cause greater than himself, this Joseph Campbell-like quest to find meaning and overcome adversity through the servant's service to others, service to the public. These are the ethics of the Round Table. This is the sort of the knightly love, that love for someone other than yourself, which is not romantic love, it's not familial love. It's the love of sort of service, and it's the basis for knighthoods who were never actually connecting to the maidens that they protected. They're actually were destined to never have contact at all with the maidens, and that type of love was foreseen as a love that was even greater than any love on the planet, because it didn't manifest itself in the flesh at all. So in that case, the love of the agent Mike Banning here for the President Asher in the film is that type of love. It's a love story. It's two white men loving on each other, one with an accent. So it's sort of cross-pollinating Europe and America. And Aaron Eckhart is pretty good as the president, too.